Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, family. Good morning. How is everybody? I love these morning programs, I have to tell you. The mornings are a very special part of the day. If you have children, you understand what I'm talking about. It's a time of the day, and it's not just for, you know, my children. Actually, the animals are calm. Spirit is calm. There is definitely a serene energy that comes with the mornings, and I love it. I appreciate it. And for me, this morning time may be the only time of the day that is calm, you know, the way my life has been shaping up, it is, I love it, and but I definitely can feel the chaos in it. And so I can feel, I was speaking with an angel yesterday, and she was sharing with me how, you know, hectic her life is, and how much she really wants to be helpful, and she really wants to share, and she really wants it, and all these great positive things, because I know for a fact that I'm affiliated with some of the most special people out there. God has placed some absolutely wonderful people in my life, and I'm thankful for it. But she was sharing, you know, how the load of people that rely on her for multiple things gets heavy. And of course, I welcomed her to the club. I definitely let her know you are not by yourself in this. You know, most of us are leaders in some way in our communities and our homes and our families. You know, even if you have the awesome job of leading yourself, all of us are these leaders, and the weight gets heavy. It does get heavy. Some of us are around some, I want to say, some sick individuals, you know. And so there's extra protection that's needed. I know for me, there's extra cleansing that's needed. You know, I smoke my house out so much that when there isn't any smoke going, the boys are like, "What's going? Are you okay? I can see you clearly. There's now a big billow of smoke right here." And so, you know, it's such an important part of what we do. If you are going to, you know, listen to the call of leadership, you know, the call to, you know, do this work or that, whatever you're going to do, if you're going to answer that, you also have to understand everything that's involved with that. And one of the things involved with that is spiritual hygiene. Let's get this cleansing done. Keep up with your white baths. The white baths are so simple. They don't require a bowl. They don't require I do move. They don't require another person. They're not an arm and a leg. You know, they're really, this is such a great, easy, quick fix. I don't know why more people aren't doing this. You know, if you are at that leadership level in whatever capacity you're in, yourself, your house, whatever, you need to be taking a level of cleansing measure. And I'm not talking, so I do the Florida water every day. Every day I'm doing a Florida water bath. Every day I might do, add some additional herbs or grains to back that up. Every day. I do this when I go outside, just because I've been outside, because there's so much gunk and traffic and people, and even if you work around children, children are carrying all the junk of their family forward and backwards, okay? So really, really, I stepped outside. I have to do this wrench off. You know, doing that is, to me, is the equivalent of washing your hands. Everybody should be washing their hands multiple times a day. Good hot water, at least 20 seconds. This is a basic thing, you know. But then after, you know, after that, either before the day or after the day, you shower. And so that's the white bath. That's what that is. That's what it's for. And if you are not leading, then, you know, you may be good with once or twice, maybe three times a year, you know, the hot times of the year. But if you, in any capacity, have someone else you're caring for, that means you and your child, you and your spouse, I would say at least once a quarter. And if you do it as a profession as well, my nurses, once a month, easy. And during hot season, you may have to do more than that, whatever your hot season is. So let's start thinking about, how do we do this long term? How do we do this and still maintain our own sanity? Because I promise you, if you get too bogged down in life and your junk and everybody else's junk, then, you know, and you don't rinse it off, you end up being very dirty. The dirt gets in crevices, and you don't want that. You don't want that. Because at that point, then a professional's going to have to come in and be like, okay, I'm here to remove all your junk, you know. And then that does cost money. And then that does take time. And then it's inconvenient. So do your work ahead of time as much as possible. You know, another, I guess, Spirit wants me to talk about, you know, when you're going to need help, when you need help. So, you know, this is the white bath also should be looked at as maintenance, okay? Maintenance. Moving forward, you know, after you've gone through a level of cleaning, attaching, whatever you're doing, after you've gone through that, then that white bath kicks in and it's like, great, you got it. But, friend, let's say that you ain't had no white bath in a minute. Let's say you stay locked up in your closet and, you know, that's, you know, how you live your life. I'm going to tell you, you need more spiritual assistance. This is where you might need to actually get to a retreat. I suggest retreat. So not only do I put, you know, organized retreats, I attend retreats as well. There are times where I am here to gather information as well. There's times when, you know, I don't, you know, I just don't do all the talking. There are times where I got to do a lot of listening, a lot of listening. And so even if you stay inside, I'm telling you, for growth and development, you need to be making plans to get to retreat. Retreat is not a one-time thing. I tell everybody, come on up the mountain, right? Why? Because up there, you know, whether you're with A Wonderful Approach, whether you're with Mother Eagle Ministries, whether there are a couple of other people who I'm like, this is a quality retreat. You're going to learn. Take two journals, you know. Don't just take one. But, you know, there's so much information that comes, and it's important to have places and spaces and moments where you are stop the world, and focus on you and your God, okay? Stop the world. You know, there are people that don't go to the bathroom without their phone. It's like, and I'm saying to myself, you do know that the phone's going to be okay while you go to the bathroom, okay? How were you planning on moving into the bathroom? The bathroom is only a two-minute excursion. You can come back and your phone will be fine. Whoever you missed that call from, you can call back, or it wasn't for you, you know? And so we get so attached to our little mobile games. We get attached to Facebook. And, oh, I was right in the middle of a discussion. yeah, that discussion will be okay. While you're in the middle of taking care of your spirit, you have to really let go of everything else, you know. And when we're contacting and we're dealing with spirit, we can't also be vibrating in the same energy of the world. The world vibrates on a lower, slower vibration. In order for us to really contact spirit and work with spirit, we've got to be on a higher level of vibrating. And so when we're doing retreat, first thing we're doing is smoking out the house. Second thing we're doing, you know, we're making group prayers. We're constantly making prayers. You know, a wonderful approach. First thing we're doing, you get into that white bath. You know, I'm like, yeah, before I even start digging in your spirit, let's go ahead and clean it up. You know, let's take care of this. And so there's all, we're doing 1,001 things. And all of this is just prep. You know, we go, special people come to prepare food. How about it? You know, and it's healthy food, and it's good for you, and it's made with love, and this coffee. But, you know, this is part of the life that we live because we're doing this work. Mm-hmm. Yes. And every now and again, you need to stop your life and put yourself in this environment where you're going to sit for 2.5 days learning, building, you know, a tear or two may come, but that's okay. The professionals there are prepared to handle you and your tears. And that way, we can go ahead and get some of this junk that you're holding on to, that you packed away, that, you know, that you carry like a cross. No, get rid of that. Get rid of that. Let that be part of your past, and then learn how to release your past, okay? But all of this started because I need people to understand that this level of spiritual cleansing is necessary, because if not, then you sit back and you harbor ill feelings. Other negative things start to grow. You didn't even know that. You know, you'll have difficulties moving forward because you're stuck here being mad about this past. There's family. In order for you to really, really appreciate the wonderful things that God has for you, you've got to go through the journey that God has for you. And if you find yourself constantly getting bumped on the head, constantly getting, you know, spanked on the katush, you know, let me tell you, some of this could be that you're being resistant to God's lesson, and because of that resistance, now you're having a difficult time moving forward. I need you to move forward. I need you to look around. If you're like, man, this is bad luck. Okay, before we go into the bad luck, before we blame the devil for everything, we kind of have to take our time and look around and see, hey, is some of this, am I doing some of this? Is my stubbornness or unwillingness to move forward, am I causing some of this? Am I pulling this to me? You know, it bears the question, okay? We need to know if we're a part of the problem, you know. Or part of the solution? Are we really doing all the things we need to? You know, are you reaching out when you're not feeling good? Are you calling the prayer warriors? Or are you just like, well, I don't want people to know I'm having a hard time. Why not? We all are having difficulties at one point or another in our life. We all are, every single one of us. Why would we not pull on the people we've supported and ask for a little support? It's okay. I would love some support. When I have a need, I call. You know, and it's so not comfortable. So I understand that part. It don't have to be comfortable. Just do it. Just do it. And be thankful that you have someone to call that can help you. Before you make the call, make a prayer. Call, make sure that you are speaking to someone that can actually make changes in this situation. Because once you make that prayer, the call's already been made. God has already put this on somebody's heart. And it's so funny to me because, you know, Spirit says, call so-and-so. I'm like, okay. And I'm dialing a number. And they're like, oh, man, I was having a hard week. And I'm like, a hard week? When were you going to call? When were you going to let me know? You know, when were you going to, you know, say, hey, can I get a group prayer going on? You know, hey, I might need some help with this problem. You know, why suffer through a whole week and then, you know, God had already given me part of the solution. So I just want everyone, don't be quiet about your discomfort. You know, it's crazy. We are, you know, we're loud about things that we should be quietly happy about, and then we're quietly sad about things we should be shouting about. Hey, this ain't right. I have a problem. This is this. But we don't holler about those. Say all that, family, to say, you know, I want us to work harder, better, smarter. I want us really to get a good grasp of the severity of our own survival. I want us to be focused on us. I want each one of us to take a personal inventory of kind of where they are and make sure that we're moving in the positive. You know, we're looking at the end of a quarter. This moment here, this weekend actually, is the end of a quarter. I have scheduled in Sunday some major me time. After I get, you know, my ancestors were Christian. And so once I get my Christian ancestors situated for Easter, you know, because even though I don't celebrate Easter, I've never celebrated an Easter. But I know my ancestors did, and I know this was a big weekend for them, so it's going to be a big weekend for me. I'm going to make sure to do them as right as they would have done themselves, right? And it has nothing to do with me or my energy. This is how they live. So I'm going to honor that, right? So, but Sunday, after I take care of ancestors, I need to have a nice long talk with myself. And that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be working with myself. What am I doing? How am I doing? Am I really listening and paying attention to all the things that I need to be doing? Am I being honest about where I am in my progression? All the things I said I wanted to do this year, am I doing them? Have I been true to my own self? You know, we're sitting at the quarter, right? So we should be able to, all those things that we identified in November, you know, we should be able to see some traction. The things that you said you wanted, the things you said you were going to do, and we went through some extensive lists. Not only did we write down the goal, but we wrote down a couple of steps. You know, how do we achieve this goal? So as we're writing down these steps and we're going through this process, quarter one is down. How were you in achieving the goals that you set out? How are you in managing your understandings of everything, of life? And then once you get that answer, it's time to start saying, okay, I see it, I feel it. Let me get back on my hobby horse and make sure that I am really putting energy forward in the ways that I said I was going to. Because you know what? We've asked for blessings in that manner. If we're not on track, if we're not on the path we said we're going to be on, God be like, yeah, send her some blessings on her path. That means move over. Get on your path. Do what you're supposed to be doing so that those blessings, they're lined up for you. Now, when you off task, God will be like, is this not important to you anymore? Were you not being honest in November when you said, this is what I want? The energy that's been achieving these goals and making sure that you're safe and protected in these, are you not moving in that same energy? So, family, let's spend some time working on this. It's a small thing. It's a small thing. But every now and then, you got to stop moving and look down and see, are you on your path? Because that's where God has laid the blessings, the protection, the love, the everything. When you on task, that's where it is. When you get off task, that road, I don't know which one that road. That road gets bumpy. The protections are not on that road. And if you're feeling your ancestors push you, that's because they're trying to push you back onto your road. When you're on your road, you can be confident and sure that all is well. Okay, Spirit. So as you can see, this is going to be my weekend. But we're sitting at a wonderful day 20. After this, we will be in single digits. I am so excited. Today is about releasing fear. There's some journal prompts. When I see them, I'm like, I read them. And some of them, I'm like, oh, my goodness, here we go. Fear is a nasty word. It is a bad word because fear doesn't get you anything but more fear. Fear doesn't help you move forward. Fear doesn't give you any confidence, any assurance. Fear is just there to agonize you and to irritate you. Fear is not your friend. And I remember as a child, you know, growing up in my Islamic household, one of my favorite prayers, the phrase, you know, whom shall I fear? You know, basically it's asking, you know, if you're following under God, who is there to fear? And the answer is no one. No man. As a child, you think of confidence as an adult? No. I was probably one of the most confident children that you'll ever meet. Why? Because God was on my side. I used to tell people, look, I carry a big stick and God with me. You may not want to irritate me. And people were like, how do you fight God? You know, exactly. You may not want to irritate me. I'm not the right person. And so I have always been confident in my relationship with God, in God's ability to change into anything at any given time. A child sense a itty-bitty thing. So fear is foreign for me. Now, there are things that concern me. I'm going to tell you, you know, this whole society, what they doing, I don't know what they're doing. We got people running into bridges. We got all kinds of stuff going on that would be concerning to just about anybody. But I make sure that, to me, those are weeds. I don't let weeds in my garden. You can't come and try to straighten, get the nutrients that's supposed to be for my beautiful garden. Weeds are thieves. Fear is a thief. It steals your confidence. It steals your great ideas, but you're afraid to put them in motion. It steals all of the good things about you. So, and you can't take what's mine. You can't have mine. You better go get your own. So, family, fear, and also as a spiritualist, as a psychic, as a medium, I'm going to tell you this. A lot of the fear that I see in other people's eyes is fake. It's not real. It can't hurt you no more. It may have irritated you back in the day. It may have hurt you. It may have put you on your knee. It may have put you on your butt. But a lot of the fear, a lot of things I see people holding on to right now is not real. It doesn't have power over you. It only has the power that you are giving it right now. So this is not called fear, the big bad boogeyman. This, day 20, in your book, look at it good, is called releasing fear. Because that's all we need to do with fear. We don't have to fight it. We don't have to analyze it. We can literally let that go. It serves us no good. When we take confidence in God, when we take confidence in ourselves, when we take confidence, this is why, you know, some people are so, you know, work conscious and, you know, oh, my job, my job, my job. And the second that they get to work, they turn these big, bad bosses and blah, 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 because they feel confident in themselves, right? But guess what, sweetheart? That feeling, you should have that all the time. I do. You should have that feeling all the time because God is good all the time. You know, you want to trust yourself. Okay, that's wonderful. But I'm telling you, put all your stock in God because with God, there's no need for fear no matter what the situation is. So I'm not telling you if you trust God, there are no situations. I'm telling you with God, there are no situations that you can't overcome. That's what I'm saying. I have taken the whole time. Spirit was working on that spiritual hygiene. So I hope you go and you work on it yourself now, okay? Have a wonderful day. Stay strong in your fast. And we are 2/3 of the way done. How awesome. Have a good day. Peace.